You're listening to the Vegans Explore Network, found at vegansexplore.com. Welcome to the Vegans Explore podcast, where we explore ideas shaping a kinder and more sustainable world. I'm your host, Shawnee Russell, and today we're diving into a massive challenge, the global hunger crisis. We'll focus on two major policy efforts, one in the US and one in Europe, and examine how they're designed, how far they've come, and where they face real bottlenecks. Every year around the world, we see billions of pounds of edible food thrown away while millions go hungry. This mismatch is jaw-dropping. Plenty of food, yet far too many people without reliable access. What could shift this reality? Two laws, one in the United States and one in France. Let's start with the US side. In California, the law known as Senate Bill 1383, or SB 1383, took effect on January 1st, 2022. It mandates that certain large food generating businesses, Tier 1 as of 2022, and Tier 2 from 2024, must donate the maximum amount of edible food they would otherwise dispose to food recovery organizations. The law also sets statewide goals. Reduce organic waste disposal by 75% by 2025, and recover at least 20% of edible food that would otherwise be disposed for human consumption. The regulated businesses include supermarkets, grocery stores of a certain size, food distributors, and later restaurants, hotels, and large venues. California is thus attempting a very broad-scale approach that spans the retail, distribution, and food service sectors and ties food donation mandates to climate pollution goals. On the other side of the Atlantic, France passed Loi Garot, which went into effect in February 2016. It requires food retail stores, supermarkets above 400 square meters, to enter into a donation agreement with a food aid organization and bans them from destroying edible unsold food. This law targets large retail stores and focuses on donation agreements rather than setting a fixed donation target. So both laws are in the same spirit: divert edible food waste to people in need. But their scale, enforcement, and ambition diverge. California's SB 1383 is very expansive. The mandate covers many sectors and sets statewide targets. It's effective since January 2022 for Tier 1 donors. According to a 2025 assessment, over 200,000 tons of unsold food were reportedly recovered in California in 2023. A report by California's Association of Food Banks noted increased donation volumes, but also higher costs for food banks, more donation of items with less usable value, and logistical burdens. For France, it's a more targeted approach and only applies to supermarkets of a certain size and is focused on retail food waste. The requirements include signed donation contracts and banning destruction of food still good for human consumption. As far as results, according to analysis, donations increased by 22% and over 10 million extra meals were distributed annually. While there are some limitations, the law does not mandate a specific minimum amount of food to donate. Only one segment of the supply chain is covered currently, which is retail. So in short, California's law is broader, more ambitious, still ramping up, and grappling with growing pains. France's law is more modest, tested a while, and offers useful lessons, both good and cautionary, for scaling such efforts. Neither model is perfect, and both show where real-world implementation runs into friction. Here are some of the strengths. These laws shift legal responsibility to businesses. They must contract or behave differently, rather than leaving surplus food entirely to voluntary goodwill. They raise the visibility of food waste as a public policy issue, linking hunger, resource use, and environmental impact. And they create frameworks for donation, record keeping, inspection, and accountability. Some challenges include logistics. Collecting, storing, transporting, and distributing large volumes of surplus food requires infrastructure. In California, food banks report increased burden. Storage and food safety. Especially for perishable items or prepared food, refrigeration, timely delivery, safe handling are all crucial. Without these, food may spoil or become unusable. Some businesses worry about cost, liability, or lost revenue if surplus becomes expected to be given away rather than sold or discounted. Scope limitation. In France, focus only on large retail means many sources of waste, farms, households, restaurants, remain untouched. Even California's target of recovering 20% is relatively modest compared to the total food waste value, and actual verified data is still emerging. Food insecurity is a pressing issue in the United States. Millions of families rely on the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, also known as SNAP, and food banks. When benefit levels fall short or delays occur, nonprofits and community actors step in with free meals, food pantries, and local markets. In that context, laws like SB 1383 are more than environmental policy, they are food security policy. They create a structural mechanism by which surplus food becomes available to those in need rather than being wasted. Apps like Too Good To Go, which allow businesses to sell or offer surplus food at steep discounts, are complementary. They show how grassroots and tech innovation are already working alongside policy. Beyond supermarket donation laws, many communities are adopting creative approaches. Food rescue networks and volunteer apps match surplus food to organizations in real time. For example, 412 Food Rescue in Pittsburgh. Farm-to-community programs pull excess produce from farms and deliver it to food banks, like the FarmLink Project. Free choice pop-up markets, where anyone in the community can select groceries at no cost, powered by rescue surplus, such as the sharing excess. Legislations like California's that ties food recovery directly to climate policy and waste reduction. And apps and platforms that allow restaurants, cafes, and grocery stores to list surplus food for nonprofits or discount sales. Too Good To Go being one example. So what's the bigger picture? France's law and California's law both show that meaningful progress can start with policy. France's earlier law built a foundation, proved the concept, and revealed real-world kinks. California's law picked up where France left off, with broader scope, integrated goals, and stronger enforcement, but it also reveals how complex scaling is. Ultimately, the problem is not simply food production or supply. It is systems, distribution, infrastructure, prioritization. If every country, community, and business adopted these ideas, learn from these two models, and implemented necessary logistics and accountability, we could move significantly closer to a world where no one goes hungry and edible food doesn't go to waste. I'm Sean A. Russell, and this has been the Vegans Explore podcast. To dig deeper into these two laws and other global efforts to reduce hunger and waste, visit vegansexplore.com/podcast or follow us on Instagram or any of our socials at Vegans Explore. Together, we can create a world where everyone has enough to eat and no good food ever gets thrown away.